Welcome to episode 682 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past several days, as a part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, we have been exploring the life of Elijah, the Tishbite, a prophet in the land of Israel. Elijah is often considered one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history for several significant reasons. His ministry was marked by extraordinary miracles, showcasing God's power and authority. He brought down fire from heaven to consume a water-soaked sacrifice, raised the dead, and, after he prayed, rain fell from heaven and brought an end to a prolonged drought. Elijah fearlessly confronted the worship of false gods, particularly Baal, during a time of widespread idolatry in Israel. His showdown on Mount Carmel, where he challenged the prophets of Baal, demonstrated his unwavering commitment to God and his exclusive worship. Elijah fearlessly proclaimed God's messages, even in the face of powerful opposition, including King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. He spoke truth to power, calling out the rulers of Israel for their unfaithfulness and the consequences of their actions. Elijah had intimate encounters with God, both on Mount Carmel and at Mount Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. He experienced God's presence through a still, small voice, reinforcing his faith and dependence on the Almighty. Elijah played a crucial role in anointing Elisha as his successor, passing on the prophetic mantle to the next generation. This act ensured the continuity of God's message and plan for Israel. Elijah is mentioned about 30 times in the New Testament, specifically in the Gospels and the Epistles. Jesus identifies John the Baptist as the Elijah who is to come, or the one fulfilling the prophecy of Elijah's return. In Luke 1 verse 17, the angel Gabriel tells Zechariah that John the Baptist will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. Later in Luke, Jesus refers to the story of the widow of Zarephath as an example of God's work during the time of Elijah. In James 5 verse 17, the Apostle James mentions Elijah as an example of a righteous person whose prayers were powerful and effective.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Ways Elijah Was a Type of Christ.
Number 1.
Prophetic ministry. Both Elijah and Jesus were prophets, sent by God to deliver his messages to the people and call them to repentance. They both spoke with authority and power. Jesus often taught using parables to convey spiritual truths, and Elijah used symbolic acts and prophetic demonstrations to communicate God's message. And they both made accurate predictions about the future. Elijah foretold a drought. He asserted that a widow's oil and flour would not run out for a long period of time. And he prophesied about the deaths of Ahab and Jezebel. Jesus prophesied about his death and resurrection, foretelling his crucifixion, burial, and rising from the dead on the third day. He prophesied about the destruction of the Jerusalem temple, which was fulfilled in AD 70, during the Roman siege of the city of Jerusalem. He prophesied that the good news of the kingdom would be proclaimed throughout the world, which has been fulfilled through the global spread of Christianity.
Number 2.
Miraculous works. Both Elijah and Jesus performed extraordinary miracles as signs of their divine authority and power. Elijah called down fire from heaven, multiplied food, and raised the dead, while Jesus healed the sick, cast out demons, and performed other signs and wonders.
Number 3.
Confrontation of false religion. Elijah confronted and exposed the false worship of Baal, while Jesus exposed the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of his time.
Number 4.
Faithful servants. Both Elijah and Jesus remained faithful to God's calling and were steadfast in their devotion to him. Both Elijah and Jesus fasted for 40 days. Elijah fasted for 40 days on Mount Horeb, and Jesus also fasted for 40 days in the wilderness. In so doing, both demonstrated their dedication and dependence on God.
Number 5.
Resurrection power. Elijah raised a widow's son from the dead, foreshadowing Jesus' own resurrection of Lazarus and his own triumphant resurrection.
Number 6.
Self-sacrifice. Elijah willingly sacrificed his own comfort and safety to fulfill God's purposes. Jesus sacrificially gave his life on the cross for the salvation of humanity.
Number 7.
Prayer warriors. Both Elijah and Jesus demonstrated the power of prayer and had intimate and ongoing communion with God. Elijah fervently prayed for rain to end the drought, and he interceded on behalf of others, such as the widow's son, seeking God's miraculous intervention. Elijah's prayers often accompanied dramatic displays of God's power, showcasing his faith and dependence on God. Jesus frequently withdrew to solitary places to pray, seeking communion with God and receiving guidance for his ministry. Jesus taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer, emphasizing the importance of aligning their hearts with God's will and seeking his provision, forgiveness, and deliverance.
Number 8.
Mountainside encounters. Both Elijah and Jesus had significant encounters with God on mountains. Elijah represented God and the truth in a confrontation with false prophets on Mount Carmel. He experienced the still, small voice of God on Mount Horeb. Jesus' divine glory was revealed, and his relationship with the Father was affirmed on the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus and talked with him on that mountain.
Number 9.
Deliverers of God's Word. Elijah and Jesus were instrumental in delivering God's word and restoring the people's faith in God. But both also prepared others to succeed them as messengers of truth. Both Elijah and Jesus had disciples. Elijah mentored Elisha as his faithful disciple, and he raised up schools of prophets around Israel. Jesus had a group of disciples who followed and learned from him.
Number 10.
Rejection and persecution. Both Elijah and Jesus faced rejection, opposition, and persecution for their messages and their unfaltering commitment to God. Elijah had to go into exile in Zarephath, in a foreign country. Jesus had to go into exile in Egypt, also in a foreign country. Despite the similarities, Elijah was still just a man. When Jezebel threatened him, the Tishbite fled. While in hiding, he asked God to take his life. While Elijah was a faithful servant and a powerful prophet, Jesus surpassed him in terms of his divine nature, the scope of his mission, the depth of his teachings, and the ultimate sacrifice he made for humanity's salvation. Jesus' superiority is rooted in his unique identity as the Son of God and his role as the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. Father, as we study the life of Elijah, may we be reminded of the power and authority of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Help us to walk in the footsteps of Christ, embracing his teachings and living in alignment with his will. Empower us to be faithful witnesses of his love and grace in the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.